letting it all hang out. Brick house, like Lady Stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back now. Shake it, God, shake it down now.
Brick House. A little Commodores action for you on a hump day morning, and it's 10 minutes to 9 o'clock or to 10 o'clock on your radio, friend. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host in a brick radio station on Victory Avenue, Glenn Klein. He is in Spooner, Wisconsin. He is a spokesman for Bernie Sanders here in our great state. Please welcome back to WRJN, Mr. Steve Trueblood. Steve!
Good morning.
Are you on the speaker?
No. Does it sound like it?
Are you in the bathroom?
Hang on.
Are you in the bathroom?
Hang on. I'm in my radio interview room.
Sounds hang like on. You're in a bunker. Are you in an undisclosed location? Like Dick Cheney used to be?
Oh, there we go. Does it still sound funny?
Well, you always kind of sound a little funny. You been out golfing yet?
Yeah. No.
Why?
I've been working. I've got a huge garden I take care of every day. It takes me like about 3 hours to keep it all going forward. So, but tomato plants are on the vines, peppers on the vines.
Is Bernie Sanders going to be able to grow enough delegates to overcome Hillary Clinton's huge lead?
Huge lead. Well, I guess I could ask you the question, is Hillary Clinton going to be around when it comes time for the convention? So the answer to your question is yes, he's going to be able to get enough delegates out of this next selection to have the pledged delegate lead. And very possibly, however they're figuring out what the national vote total is, he might even have that.
He's behind now in California. And Governor Jerry Brown just endorsed Hillary yesterday. That was a huge disappointment for the folks that want to feel the burn.
Well, I think that was an expected disappointment. I think Jerry Brown's been a disappointment in a lot of areas for people who want to feel the burn. So I don't think that was a huge surprise to Bernie's people. Just another disappointment of Jerry Brown.
So Bernie Sanders says that he is going to cause and delay problems at the convention if certain delegates are not removed from the Rules Committee, including the former congressman, and I can't think of his name now, Barney Frank from Massachusetts. Saw him on the news yesterday talking about it. What do you think Bernie's plan, if Hillary's not indicted, and now this report that came up from the investigative general, the independent investigator from the State Department, was scathing on Hillary and really sets up the possibility, I think even more, that James Comey, the FBI director, could end up recommending an indictment of her. But let's say that doesn't happen, that she ends up having enough delegates. What is that?
Well, what's going to happen?
No, hold on. No, what is, are those birds singing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's some nice. It sounds like we're talking to somebody at the Masters golf tournament. Hello, friends.
I'm sitting in my greenhouse. You want me to go back to my office?
No, you're fine. I like the ambiance.
Okay, well, there you go.
So let me
tell you what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Because everybody's asking as if Bernie is the king of everything and he has the total say of what happens here. Obviously, there's a lot of people speaking for Bernie like I am, but not all those people are directly speaking Bernie's will in what they say, okay? So what I think is going to happen is that you're going to see Bernie take California by at least 60%, if not larger. And I think you're going to see the findings come in from Oregon that show Bernie way up over 65%, which is going to add to his delegate count. And whether he comes in even or close to even, and whether Clinton is indicted by that time or not, you're going to have almost a million Bernie delegates coming to Philadelphia and the world press to make sure that this convention represents the will of the people who voted and not the will of the institutional Democrat Party. So when that happens, those superdelegates are going to have to decide whether they want to vote for a sinking ship that's ready to be indicted or at least, you know, stained by it, or do they want to vote for a revolution that has a million people in town to support it? So what would you do if you were a superdelegate?
Well, I mean, if I was a superdelegate, I'd want Joe Biden in there. And
what
would happen? Now, follow me on this. What do you think would happen if Hillary gets indicted, she steps down, and all of Hillary's delegates, including the superdelegates, support Joe Biden, who gets into the convention in Philadelphia? What do you think the Bernie supporters would do at that point?
I don't think they'd see any difference between Joe Biden or Hillary. I think they would view it as an institutional Democrat candidate, and they would respond the same to him. And I would think he's smart enough, and I would hope that he's got enough class not to do that, because he knows this is a revolution. He's talked about it, and he's pointed out good things about it. This is what our country needs, and he knows it. So I would think that he would be smarter than to do that.
Venezuela, who, of course, had a socialistic economy, under Hugo Chavez, is absolutely in free fall right now. And Bernie Sanders was recently asked about that, and he had no answer for it at all. When you see situations like Venezuela, like Brazil, like Greece, like Spain, who've had a predominantly large government, socialistic leaning, at least, government, how can you make the argument that that is the solution for our country?
Well, first of all, I would make the argument that there's a difference between a socialist company run by a dictator and a socialist democracy. I think there's a huge difference. I think a social democracy is really going back to what they talked about at the beginning. It's just purely a government that's we the people, for the people, by the people. That's what Bernie Sanders is talking about. He's not talking about some dictator telling everybody else to live in a socialist world while they get to reap the harvest and through greed and corruption. So this has nothing to do with those other countries. And comparing to those other countries, first of all, they didn't have the economy we had it to start with in the first place. They didn't have the political system that we had to start with in the first place. What we're talking about is correcting our country back into a social democracy where the people can actually speak and be heard instead of the big money contributors.
He is a Wisconsin spokesman for Bernie Sanders from Spooner This Morning, Stephen Trueblood. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN. Those are the sweet birds of Spooner in the background in Steve's garden. So I don't think that the Founding Fathers could envision a system where the federal government would be taxing at such a high level. Bernie Sanders has suggested that there was nothing wrong with the 90% income tax of the 1950s. So how do you put together a Bernie Sanders type of government with what is in the Constitution of the United States?
Well, I don't think our constitutional framers conceived that there would one day be a kind of gun that would shoot forth bullets at a rate of, you know, whatever they are, 20 per second, that you could ride through some neighborhood and take people out on the corner with. There's things that we have to adjust our understanding to that these people did not have an understanding of.
See, this is the problem I have, okay? Let's say that that's true. Well, of course it is true. But we have a constitution, and what has happened, whether it be President Obama's executive orders on things like transgender bathrooms, for example, and on so many other issues, like on abortion, like on the legalization of certain drugs, we don't go to the Constitution anymore. We haven't ratified or changed an amendment. We added an amendment to the Constitution in decades. Why not go for these major social shifts to the concept that the country was founded on, to the Constitution? And if there is a support across the country, you're going to be able to amend the Constitution.
Right. Exactly, Glenn. You're talking about the reason that we don't have that is because we have institutional politics on both sides of the aisle, and the only thing that they're going to deal with are things that benefit them. Why isn't there a constitutional amendment on term limits for congressmen?
One of the
wouldn't people support a constitution, an amendment on term limits?
One would think.
You would think, but you won't see it because the people who put it on the ballots are the ones who, you know, we're trying to put term limits on. We got to take control away from the money. And I tell people many times, you may disagree with 75% of what Bernie Sanders stands for, but if you agree that we got to stop big money in government, then he's worthy of your vote. In 4 years, do what you want to do to get him out of there. But until we break the bank, we're not going to get back control of our government, and he is our only chance that we have to break the bank. So, that alone deserves a vote for Bernie Sanders.
So recap what you think is going to happen between now to the Democratic Party, between now. California is tomorrow, I guess, right?
Okay.
Between tomorrow and the convention in Philadelphia.
No, next week.
Next week. Between next week and the convention in Philadelphia. What do you see happening?
Okay, let me back up real quick on something we hit on before. The Inspector General's report from the State Department hit on the things that took place in the State Department that were incorrect, and they really were correcting her statements more than anything. But what didn't take place was motive. Why was that server put into her basement, and what does that represent? And that's what you're going to see the FBI deal with. And I think that many people are believing that the FBI found enough information to go beyond just her and is actually going to go after the Clinton Foundation and all this. And that was the motive, was to keep her personal communications separate from her business communications. And in doing that, she separated her business communications away from it, different than what most people would do, so that people couldn't get to her stuff. But the FBI got her stuff, and they're looking at all those 30,000 emails, and I think that they are going to recommend indictments. Whether it comes before the convention or not, we'll see. At the convention, you're going to see a mass movement of people, of celebrities. They have already 4 permits of over 35,000 people, and you're going to see a whole lot of people. I don't really like all that because I know anarchists can get in the middle of all that and do all their weird stuff too, but these people are not going to leave Philadelphia without Bernie Sanders as their candidate.
Okay.
It's just a flat-out truth. I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope the Democrat Party realizes it and is able to keep everything peaceful.
You heard it here first from Steve Trueblood with the Bernie Sanders campaign. Enjoy the gardening and get out and get some golf, will you?
There you go.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
On this hump day morning, WRJN covers the world at 10:01.
Black Box Beacon, Texas High Water. I'm Evan Haining. Searchers have wanted to recover the black boxes from that deadly Egypt air crash in